Works.
A roofing job is a big project. In this episode of The Works, we'll talk in detail what a homeowner can expect when the crew shows up on your doorstep and tell you some important details to make sure it's being done right. Our special guest, R from RoofWorks, with us is the Executive VP, Holly Bowers, and Project Manager, John Sawyer. John, give me an idea what to expect the day of the project.
When the job is handed off to me, so it's either sold through a salesperson if it's a residential home, or if it's a multifamily home, which are townhouses or apartments, our manager for multifamily hands me over after we have a walkthrough of how the job is going to be laid out. So at that time, it's handed to me, and I got to do all the communication. If it's a residential house, it's you're communicating with the homeowner. Let's say, for example, we are doing your home. After I get the information handed to me, I would call you and let you introduce myself and tell you, and give you an update about what day we're going to be there, what time we're going to be there, and all the stuff you need to know to be prepared for us when we get there, because a lot of stuff is important. For example, we're going to need your driveway to hold the material, and also a dumpster or a dump trailer in whatever instance, at whatever particular job it is, which one we use. So because we don't want to show up at 7 in the morning and you've got three cars parked in your driveway and I got to knock on your door at 6:30 or 7:30 in the morning and wake everybody up in the house to ask you to move your car. So stuff to get prepared for yourself and for us and the crew is very important to get off to a good start on that morning. So the morning of the job, all the stuff is arriving at that time. So myself, the crew that's going to be replacing the roof, the dump trailer, and also the material that's going to be delivered to job is all happening pretty much at the same time.
And Holly, I experienced this when you did my roof. There is a huge team that shows up. I was just watching more and more trucks pulling in, and wow. When does it all start on a typical day?
Usually in the summertime, usually about 7 o'clock. Between 7 and 7:30 is when everybody is arriving, and sometimes a lot of it depends on traffic as well, because sometimes guys get stuck in traffic. But most of the time we shoot it between 7 and 7:30.
I guess the weather is very important in figuring out this whole thing.
Very, very important. John is like our meteorologist, so he's had to play a big role in that. It's always a guessing game. Weather's unpredictable, but that's the big thing is obviously summertime, storms pop up randomly that aren't even on the radar, so you always have to be on the watch out for that.
Yeah, and weather-related stuff, you really got to pay attention. Especially in the summertime, because as Holly said, storms can pop up out of anywhere, and you've got to really pay attention to what. Usually you can see them coming west to east, they're chugging across the mountains, and here they come, and you can see them coming if late afternoon storms. But there is occasion, and storms seem to like when you're replacing the roof, they'll pop.
That's true.
If you want a storm to come over your house, just schedule a re-roof and one will pop up right after. So you have to have emergency tarps prepared in case one pops up. So we are all the time having a tarp laying right next to the ladder in case we see one. I mean, it's going to get cloudy really quickly, but if one pops up, you've got to have that. You can't leave it in your truck or in your van, because every minute counts. So if you leave it in your truck or in your van and then you're scouring to try to find it, by that time it could possibly be too late.
Water's flooding the house.
Then water's already infiltrated the roof line, and then you get a leak in the house, and that's not good.
Are there certain members of the crew assigned specific duties?
Yeah, as far as the crew. So usually we have a crew of like six. So there's the main guy that's in charge of the crew. And then you got the basic shingle installers, which mainly do the main part of the roof. But if any detail work like chimney flashings or wall flashings or skylights, that is usually done by the main guy because he's the most trained one and he's the one that's going to do the most detailed work. So the other three are going to mainly do the shingle part of the roof. and like the ridge vent and just the shingling itself, by putting an underlayment, then the shingles themselves. Then you have a ground guy. The ground guy is the one that's cleaning up the old shingles, because we got to get the old shingles off that roof, down to the ground, and into a dump trailer. So that's a very important part of the job, because that's the most important thing it is to the homeowner, because that's what they see.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of debris, a lot of
nails,
asphalt everything. And nails.
If you do not let a homeowner know and let them be prepared for what's going to happen, because most people can go their whole life, if depending if they move a lot, they can go their whole life and never replace their roof at all. So you're at the mercy of the person you hired to inform you, to let you be prepared. If you're not prepared and your personality might be type A or whatnot, and you come out of your house and there's shingles, nails, dirt, debris
flying
all
off
over the place, you're gonna get a little anxious. So you've got to let the homeowners be prepared, to let them know what to expect, because it's a big mess. It's a construction site, and you know, most homes you replace or multifamily they've been established for 20 to 25 years. So people have grass that they spend a lot of money, flower beds that they spend a lot of money on, bushes and plants. They do not want or prefer not to have a roof company come in and destroy all the work and money that they put into it. So to get prepared, that we got to prep the area. Every house is different. So sometimes there might be a landing area where we can easily, a lot of times we take boards and nail them right above the gutter line. Because when you're at the top and you're scraping the shingles, well, gravity's going to take the shingles, the old shingles, right down to the gutter line. What goes up must come down. So they're coming down. So a lot of times we'll take a board and then we'll designate a guy at the bottom, one guy at the top to scrape the shingles. They slide down to the board. The guy at the bottom is taking the shingles and literally throwing them by hand into a designated area where there is no plants, there is no flower beds. Usually you want to find like something to concrete, like a sidewalk or a driveway, because those are the best place for them to land. But there's lots of inches. There's, you know, people have plants all the way around their house. So sometimes it's very difficult. So we do a very good job of prepping the area and trying not to damage any plant, shrubs, or grass. And also in the summertime, people don't realize this, but it's like 100 or 95 degrees outside, probably 110 on the roof. But in the summertime, if you lay a tarp on someone's grass, that's very nice grass. I don't care if it's good or not, but you can't. Everybody's house is their kingdom, and they don't want, even if you have the best looking grass, the middle of the line grass, or you just got a bunch of weeds, they do not want that to be suffocated. A tarp on a lawn, if you leave it there for over 2 hours without picking up those shingles and getting that tarp off that grass, you're not going to have any grass the next day. It's all going to be dead. After we take the tarp off, or someone takes the tarp off 3 hours later, it's going to look green, but the next morning it has suffocated the whole grass, and you wake up the next morning and your whole lawn, where the tarp is, you're going to have this whole outline of dead grass on here. So you got to prepare the area outside and make sure nothing is damaged, because it's very important. That's what homeowners, again, they see. They don't really know anything about roofing. When they get home, if they leave for the day to go to work or whatnot and come home, all the roof looks great. And so they only know what they see. But they do know what a damaged plant looks like, and they do know what dead grass looks like. And that upsets them. So we do a very good job of prepping the area. Would I be a liar to say if an accident doesn't happen? But we're not doing it intentionally. If a flower of like a rose bush gets damaged maybe near the end of the job, it wasn't because we didn't do the prep, it was just an accident.
It's a whole day procedure, and people will be out in flashlights to find any debris and nails and shingle fragments until it's all gone. Holly, we talked in past episode of The Works and on your radio show, Making Your Home Great, why it's so important to make sure the roof is installed correctly and is not to void the warranty should any damage occur. John, what steps do you need to take at RoofWorks to make sure that is done?
Well, one thing, if you're whatever single manufacturer you're going to use, for example, we use CertainTeed a lot, or other single manufacturer, GF or Owens Corning, but let's use CertainTeed, for example, to make sure your warranty is not voided, you need to have to use all the material that is from that company, just not the shingles. So there will be lots of instances because, let's say you're just a mom-and-pop roofing company and you're basing everything off price instead of quality. So you are using CertainTeed shingles, but all the other material, like the underlayment, the ridge cap or ridge vent, you are finding the most generic brand you can find to cut costs. You did put the CertainTeed shingles on, but everything else was not. So that warranty immediately is voided because you did not use everything by that one company. We use a CertainTeed shingle. Every component of that roof is made by that company. Thus, if they ever had a warranty issue, and if CertainTeed's rep had to come and check it, we have documentation of it from the order that was put in. But if they had to physically go on the roof and check it, there's no gray area because everything we've done, we've put it in with that company.
And that just shows you need to use your due diligence mm-hmm. in choosing a company with a good reputation and to make sure it is done right. Because once the shingles are on, every roof looks the same. It looks like, hey, they've done a good job.
Yeah, and one way for homeowners to trust and verify is make the contractors state that and write it out on that contract before you sign it. Make them go through each line item specifically and identify exactly what product they're using to ensure that you have a complete roof system by whatever manufacturer that you're going with. If it's gray and they put architectural shingles, underlayment, starters, ridge cap, ridge vent, and they don't specify what brand they're using, then you're probably getting the wool pulled over your eye.
Yeah, a lot of estimates, I've seen other people's estimates, and they're very vague, to say it the least. Their vagueness, and this, I'm just going to speak as like a homeowner, and not outside, not like a roof contractor or a person that's been a project manager, because, you know, I am a homeowner as well as the other us too. So if you're putting your mind as a homeowner, there again, I don't know anything about roofing. Zero. I mean, you could bring three pallets of material and put it in my driveway. I don't know I don't know with certainty. You're using words I don't know. I don't know if that ridge vent is made by, I mean, it's just a box to me. I couldn't tell you who made it, who didn't make it, but I'm putting my trust in you to that, because I hired you and you got a good reputation. But a lot of people, a lot of homeowners put roof contractors and maybe mechanics, they put not so much mechanics, they glump us all together like we're all the same. Like we're the same, I'm just going to take the lowest bid, you're all the same. Everybody's the same. I'm taking you because you're the same. Well, I got three bids, okay, this one's $2,000 cheaper, and then I'm taking that guy because you're all the same. But it's not the same. You know, just saying you get what you pay for. Well, we've gone behind many people that's hired somebody else, and we got to go and fix their problems because they did stuff on the cheap. It's just they got to the information they got to be known or told is very important. But homeowners they get the wool pulled over their eyes quite a bit. And we're talking about these people, these storm chasers, people that come knocking on people's doors and give them false information and give them false hope. And I mean, I really feel bad for them. We like to inform and give – not are we going to get every job? No, we are not. But I got a conscience. I want to go in and be straight up and honest with that homeowner. I want them to know what we're going to do, how we're going to do it. And I'm going to give them all the information and all the stuff they're going to need to do their due diligence and make a good decision.
And for these companies that kind of show up at your doorstep and you haven't any proof of where they came from or what they're about. The homeowner is really, really taking a huge chance because they're here today, but they won't be there tomorrow.
That is very true, because when they hire them, they're going to put the roof on, they get their money, and they go from neighborhood to neighborhood to neighborhood. I'm out all the time. I'm driving through other neighborhoods, and I see them in other neighborhoods. They just park their car somewhere else. They go door to door to door to door, and they'll get jobs. They will. And but what will happen is they cut every corner they possibly can. But there again, because homeowners, we only know what we see, and any roofer with their salt can nail a shingle straight, and it's going to look good. But it's what you do underneath that shingle to make it last. If you don't change the step flashing, that wall's going to leak over time. If you use this, leave the same apron flashing, which is exposed on thing, and you just caulked up the nail heads that were 30 years old because the roof's 25, 30 years old, well, that's going to eventually leak. And so in about 3 or 4 years, all this stuff is ugly head is going to rear itself. And they're going to call because they're going to give them like a 5-year warranty of some stuff. They call them, can't find them. Or they'll answer them and just they won't come out.
Or they're out of business.
Yeah, they're
out.
So what happens, so they get so many of these bad calls that they'll eventually will go out of business. So if they're Joe's Roofing in 2022, they're Steve's Roofing in 2025. They don't want about to change their name to a different company, and they go about their business and just go from house to house. And a lot of times you can see they'll give you a phone number, and that phone number actually, it may be like a 919 area code, but then it gets redirected to actually the number that they're really calling from. So a telltale sign is when if you get these guys drive up, and that's the reason they hide their trucks, because they usually have an out-of-state driver's license, tag on their truck that says Texas or Tennessee. They're not even from North Carolina.
And sometimes they are.
Yeah, and sometimes they are. I tell everybody, I don't get every job, but I said, if you don't hire us, please, I beg you, do not hire the door-to-door knockers. There's plenty of professional-ran roofing companies in the area that will do you a good job. But they're going to take your money and run like a Steve Miller song.
Yeah, and Holly, we've always talked about don't let anyone on your roof without calling your insurance company.
Yeah, I could definitely, because if they're up there ahead of time, they can easily create damage and then falsify a claim, and there's no way to prove that.
John,
is really their game most of the time, and that's what they're trying to do. So just understand what you're signing up for.
How can homeowners start this process of getting a roof replaced then?
Call us at 919-852-2660. You can also visit us on the web at roofwerks.com.
Thank you, Holly, and thank you, John, for giving us insight on a typical roofing project, and especially how to make sure it's being done correctly. For Holly Bowers and John Sawyer, I'm Mike Slayman, and you've just heard The Works.
Roof Works. We don't want to be the biggest. We don't